And, you know, I'd be very pleased. I'm very pleased to see, you know, the unselfishness and upperclassmen talking, communicating on what the system is and what we're looking for with the younger players. That is how we're going to close the gap quicker, because of that communication and that leadership of players who have been there and done that, who have a significant amount of wins under their belt. This is how our program is going to be successful. I said this at the very beginning of the year. It should not matter who graduates from our program. What matters is who's in the locker room and the tradition of success and winning that's been a part of the program for the last 4 years. That doesn't graduate. That is a foundation and a mentality that stays within the locker room and gets trickled down to the next group of seniors. That's how a program continues to be successful. So that is our mentality. That's, you know, Brianna Rucker and Tirsa Winder and Maureen Leahy and Danny Anderson are all gone. You know, but what they taught the younger players, what it takes, the mentality, the toughness, the sacrificing should have been left in that locker room for every future player to understand what it takes to play for me.
All right, show is over. Let's go. Let's go play some basketball. Let's go. Let's go run through some walls.
I'm gonna walk on.
Oh my god.
Yeah. No, no.
I'm fired up.
No, I don't mean to, you know, carry on.
No, that, I'm fired
that's
up.
That's exactly what I said at the beginning.
When I get the podcast, I'm gonna give this to you. You can replay it in the locker room before every game.
Oh, I'm fired up. I'm ready to go.
Oh, no,
let's go.
This is great.
That was awesome.
This is awesome.
Now I heard some great Mary Burke postgame or pregame pop ups. Speeches. That's got to be up there. That was incredible.
That was one.
I'm ready to. Yeah. I don't know. I'm ready to go right now.
If
we're playing a game right now,
I made dunk in Noon Hoops today because of that speech. My first ever dunk. It might be today. So much energy.
Shut up.
Let's talk about something other than basketball for a second, because we know you have the season preview later today. You're probably going to say a bunch of the stuff you just told Tristan, but on a studio set. You went on the Italy trip as well,
yeah.
But you did not have players with you. You were not coaching your own women over there. What was your experience like?
It was awesome. First off,
you took a selfie.
Lots of selfies.
The selfie stick.
More selfie stick.
Yes.
You know, so I paid the most for mine, but that's another story. But, you know, oftentimes people say to me, well, you've been at Bryant, you know, going to my 26th year, and, you know, you never look to go somewhere else, blah, 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 blah. And I've always said that it's always been about my quality of life. And the people that I have a chance to work around. And I don't just mean my players. You know, I've always had great relationships with our men's staff. They respected, you know, what we were doing and what I was trying to do. And the mere fact that I had the opportunity to, and Coach O'Shea thought enough of me to invite me on the Italy trip, it was awesome. You know, the men's players are like my second family. They definitely embraced me. We had a ton of fun. I know Marcel kept taking, you know, videos of me laughing and smiling, having a great time, because there's folklore out there that I'm not a nice person, which I really am. So he was able to come back and show video of me actually smiling and having a great time. So, but it was just a great experience. And Coach O'Shea actually allowed me to sit on the bench for their first game, because I wanted to have an opportunity to see the speed of the game at the men's level. And it happened to be one of the teams that, you know, they were super talented. They were, you know, getting paid $300,000 to $500,000 a year. It was just a great experience. And, you know, for him to think enough of me, to allow me to be a part of it, you know, I'm forever grateful. And just another great reason why being at Bryant is such an amazing experience for me.
We asked everyone this so far. The food over in Italy, tremendous, of course. Your favorite thing, pasta's been going around now. They weren't sure what kind of pasta, just all different variations. What was some of the best stuff you ate in Italy?
Yeah, I mean, for me, you know, I try to do this low-carb diet. So, you know, going into it, I try to really decarb for a while.
Italy's not the place for you.
Yeah,
very difficult in Italy.
I knew when I was over there for 12 days, I was going to have some pasta. I'm also a big pizza person, so I had to have a little of that. And then, you know, I was always with Coach Happy, so, you know, you had to have a little of the gelato.
Of course.
That went without saying. So, you know, when I came back, you know, went to my diet guy and gained about 5 pounds. So, needless to say, I ate a lot of wrong things, but when you're over there, you have to do what you got to do.
And now Thanksgiving, Coach, coming up in a couple weeks. Thanksgiving food you can't go without.
Well, first off, with the turkey, I'm a big wings person.
Okay.
You know, and for whatever reason, I'm into that. I love, like, green bean casserole. You know, some of the just the traditional stuff. Nothing, you know, over the top. And And then, obviously, I usually bring to my brother's house the Wright's Dairy Farm.
Okay.
So I go there and get a sampling and definitely make sure I have some, I don't know, definitely a couple pieces of dessert anyway.
Burke family traditional meal that when you grew up that they had at your house that you always loved?
Yeah, I mean, usually, you know, our entire family came to my house. You know, it was always a normal, you know, family setting and, you know, great atmosphere. That's changed a little bit over the years, but, you know, now we moved to my brother's house and, you know, it's just a great time to, we put basketball aside for a couple of days and be able to go and relax and just enjoy some good meal.
I love Thanksgiving.
It's got to be the best holiday. No question. When there's an entire holiday dedicated to eating food, essentially,
and just being
around great people, you can't go wrong. Not at all. Coach Burke, this was
thanks, Coach.
An absolute blast.
Guys, you're the best. I appreciate it.
Good luck on Friday.
All right, thanks a lot.
Rooting for the Bulldogs. 7 o'clock tip-off on Friday.
UVM.
I can't believe it's game week.
I can't believe it.
I can't believe it's game week.
This is it. I got to get my clothes together.
and your hair done.
Good luck, Coach.
All right,
Coach,
thanks,
thank you. Coach Mary Burke, you're on the Kennel with Pat and the Cat on WJMF 88.7 HD2 and bit.do/WJMF radio. Cat, there's really no time for commercials today's show.
We're just getting right at commercial free
hour block. I hope you're enjoying it as much as we are. We have our fourth and final guest here on a busy Tuesday afternoon. Yeah, okay, I'm going to go with that. Yeah, she says it's the best for last, and yeah, well, why not? Let's go with that. We have not had volleyball represented once this season, and you know what? After they just clinched their second consecutive NEC tournament berth, who better to have than one of the assistant coaches on the team, Veronica Bann. V, nice of you to join us.
Hey, guys, what's up? Thank you for having me.
Hi, Veronica.
What's up, Kristen?
Are you going to give us as much motivational as Coach Burke just did there? Because there's a lot of holes and walls around the campus right now from people running through them.
I don't know if I can live up to Mary Burke's motivational speeches.
I don't think anyone can.
Yeah.
I don't know if...
It's a hard person to follow.
That was one of the best things ever. Like, I don't want to compare it to Martin Luther King, but in terms of just Bryant sports, that was it.
I believe it. I'm going to have to go back and listen to it.
So, V, you've been here 2 years now. Team has made almost two years. The team has made two consecutive trips to the NEC tournament. I guess all we can say is really thank you for turning this program around.
Yeah, you know, all me. No, just kidding. The coaches do a great job of recruiting great girls, and that's what it comes down to is the personnel you have on the court and what they bring to the program. So, you know, the coaches have a standard that the girls hopefully live up to, and it's whether they push themselves to meet that limit or not. So it's really the people within the program that make the difference.
Hard question here.
Uh-oh.
So good luck. You played in this conference for 4 years at Central Connecticut.
2 years.
Two years at Central Connecticut. You played against Bryant.
Correct.
So you saw kind of, before you were able to coach here, you played against them. Is there, obviously, the expectations from Coach Garlicy and her husband have always been the same. Have you seen something different from when you played against them to now?
It really is just what I said before, the people they brought into this program, because they've done a great job of having a high standard throughout their, you know, 20-plus career here, which is amazing in itself. It's the quality of player and person that they bring in and how they mesh together. And this year's team has just meshed so well together on and off the court. So it's really the people that make the difference, the players.
You guys have won 5 straight. Coach Teresa Garlicy told me in our post game over the weekend that you guys are peaking at the right time. Do you feel that way? And is this some of the best volleyball that you guys have played all year?
Yeah, we've definitely roller coastered a little bit this season. So we're definitely on a high, upward incline, which is good. Let's just hope we can keep it going throughout the last
let's
two.
Hope it's the longest climb in roller coaster history.
Exactly. We're going to keep climbing.
There's just no drop. Like, you know, when you're on a roller coaster, you're going up, you just keep getting higher and higher. Like, oh, God, this is going to be the worst drop ever. There is no drop.
There is no drop. We're just going to get stuck up there.
Stuck up at the top,
there.
And then they're going to have to call the police and the fire department and get you down.
That's the only way to get us down. No, but we're excited. This is the time to keep climbing, and we have 2 more conference matches this weekend, and then we have conference coming up, and that's when we have to play our best volleyball.
Have you seen last year's results and making the tournament, playing in the tournament. Have you seen that pay dividends for this year's team?
Absolutely. We did very well last year, but we want to reach new heights. So we finished third last year, and that's not enough. We want more. The girls want more, and we're going to keep pushing to win the conference and then see what we can do in NCAA tournament, see if we can pull some big upsets.
What is, in your mind, the key for this team going forward? Two more regular season games left. You can, I believe, still tie for the regular season title. But what is, in your mind, what is the key?
The key is, honestly, to trust themselves and trust their teammates. We have the talent. It's who's going to go out and be more confident and trust what this team brings to the table.
I've seen a lot of different girls contributing over the past couple weeks. Sydney in the middle, along with Grace on the outsides, obviously Kirsten, Julia, Sarah. How has everyone kind of been meshing together, building a lot of depth within the team, and, you know, confidence in not just you, but all the coaches that, you know, they can plug in anyone at any given time and be productive?
Yeah, you said it best. We have so much talent on the team, and we have a deep bench, which is a great problem to have. As coaches, it makes it tough to, you know, to see who's going to perform that day better, but that's what makes it so great. If someone's struggling, we can pull someone right off the bench to take care of business, and this team has done such a good job of, you know, putting their own individual performance aside if it's not up to par that day and saying, hey, my teammate's going to go in and produce and I'm going to cheer her on. And that's the difference with this team is it's really a unit. It's whether we win as a team or not, you know, it's not one person's fault or it's not one person's, you know, own performance that boosts the win. It really takes a team, and that's what sets good teams apart, is who can play together.
Your team is playing at Sacred Heart this weekend. Is it Sunday or Saturday?
Saturday.
More than likely, Sacred Heart's going to win the league championship, unless you beat them and they lose again on Sunday.
Correct.
Which could happen. They play Central on Sunday. Mm-hmm. But more than likely, it'll be your first of two trips to Sacred Heart. What can this team learn from Saturday that can help them in the following week if it's at Sacred Heart again?
Yeah, so it's going to be an exciting match for sure on Saturday. Definitely our biggest challenge in the NEC. So we didn't perform well when we played them at home. So it's really going to be a lot on our part, what we bring on Saturday. But we just want to take care of our side of the net more. So whatever they bring at us, as long as we take care of our side, we'll be fine. And obviously the coaches and players will be scouting the other side as well to see, you know, what changes they make. But as long as, you know, we always emphasize read and react. So we can scout them and say that they're going to do one thing, but they could change it on the fly. So as long as the players are ready for that and they read and respond to what's going to happen, then we'll be okay.
Now, unlike our previous three guests on today's show, you did not go to Italy this summer. So,
thanks for mentioning that. Thank you.
Have you ever been to Italy?
I wish. No.
No. Last time you left the country?
Last time I left the country was New Zealand.
New Zealand?
Actually, Canada. On my way over, I drove over here, and we stopped in Canada.
Stopped in Canada? All right. Yeah. I guess that's kind of...
That's a little out of the way.
It's an odd route. Yes, I'm trying to picture this.
Yeah. We went super north because so I'm from California, and we went super north to hit Chicago and the Niagara Falls. So.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Niagara Falls is beautiful.
It is. The Canadian side is the prettiest.
Well, yes, that's where I stayed a few years ago, summertime.
Yeah, no, that's the prettiest for
beautiful,
sure.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thanksgiving. Let's grill you here. Your go-to, because I know personally that you love to eat. You can't tell, but she loves food more than I do. Your go-to Thanksgiving dish.
I mean, you dropped the ball. I love everything. So stuffing, good stuffing.
You have to pick one.
One.
That's the difficult.
That's the hard part.
The best part is the mixture, but. I'll have to go with good stuffing.
The one thing you just can't live with.
So if you went home for Thanksgiving.